The 65th annual All-Native Basketball Tournament in Prince Rupert wrapped up recently, bringing together 65 teams and hundreds of fans. We spoke with Peter Hogan, president of the tournament committee, about the event's growth, the challenges of hosting such a large-scale event, and what makes the tournament so special year after year.
My name's Peter Hogan, and I'm the president of our committee.
With 65 teams, players, and fans this year, do you think the tournament has outgrown Prince Rupert?
No, not at all. It's a Prince Rupert tournament, and the town always finds a way to host the people that are here. So I know some teams have a difficulty finding accommodations and what have you, but we have someone that's interested in moving in three big lodges in here for the week of the All Native, so that'll help.
And what's been the biggest challenge in managing such a large event?
Just the finances. Like, every year our finances go up, and the more and more need for sponsorship, we do not want to charge the fans or the players any more money. So, and we do pay all that per diem, so the per diem comes to quite a bit of money.
With this year being the inaugural Women's Masters, how do you balance the tournament's growth with the sense of tradition, community that the AMBT is known for?
Well, we've got the four other divisions, and so this one joins in, just slides in, no different than the women and the Masters did when they first joined in. So now it's just a progression, and it's one more division, and we found room to fit them in, and we're good to go.
What excites you most about the growth of the tournament, and what are you most proud of seeing?
Well, we're proud of seeing how there's still fans in the stands and how everybody wants to be here. And so, you know, it's our job to keep it village friendly so all the villages are here and everybody's competing for the championship.
Anything else to share or add at all?
We just have to thank all our fans for coming here, because without them, there would be no tournament.
That was Peter Hogan, president of the All-Native Basketball Tournament Committee, reflecting on this year's event and what lies ahead for the tournament. Despite the challenges, it's clear the tournament remains a vital and beloved tradition for communities across the region. For CFNR News, I'm Sabrina Spencer.